Good morning. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good. Hey, I was just listening. I'm lost. What do you mean the last day for the show?
Today's my last day on the show, yeah.
Yeah? Where are you going? What are you doing?
I'm moving back to Kansas City and finding a job there. I don't have a job yet. I know that's kind of backwards, but yeah. Well, I know I want to live there, and my lease is up at the end of July. So I just kind of came to the point where I was like, stay and do this job that I really love, keep on doing radio, or go back home and have some stability for a while and sell out. So I decided to sell out.
Well, we'll miss you.
Well, thank you very much. I'll miss you guys, too.
Yeah, and you've been great. The show's been great. Is the show still going to go on?
The show always goes on. Well, I don't know if it'll be called. It's probably not going to be called Stooks in the Morning anymore.
Yeah,
well,
probably not.
Earlier this week, I thought there was still a chance, but lately, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to call in and say that I love you guys, and Jerry Ann, you rock, too.
Oh, thanks.
And Jerry Ann will be here on Monday. Matt McBain will be hosting, so.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck to you, Stooks.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for listening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey there, you got something for Free for All?
Well, no, I just was going to tell you. Bye, Steve. This is your number one listener.
Oh, you think so? I don't know. I think there's a lot of people willing to challenge you on that one, man.
I don't know. Right now, it's raining here on Marshall Army Airfield, but only over me. There's a cloud following me, raining on just me.
Oh, so, man.
It is depressing knowing the fact that you were leaving.
Well, I'm sorry to be depressing, I guess.
No, you're not depressing, just the situation is. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, so I understand.
Well, I'm glad to see you could at least still bring me down a little bit with that. So
yes, yeah, so I just hope whoever replaces you is like kick-ass like you, because if not, then I'm going to be like really, really mad. I'll be MySpacing you. Be like, come back ASAP. This guy blows.
Yeah, and I'll hop right in my car and sprint on over.
Yeah, just pack everything up, you know.
Yeah, all right.
Come on here, send me
back
the bill for how much the gas costs, you know. Yeah. I'm the number one listener. I'll pay that off. So... But all right, bro, I got to go to the change of command thing. That's why I called so early to tell you bye, because I won't be able to call later.
All right, Vince, well, I appreciate it, man.
All right, man, later.
Take care of yourself. Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
Oh, thank God I got through.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was just really hoping to get through. I thought maybe the phone lines might be busy today.
Yeah, we're getting a decent amount of calls, but what's up?
I just wanted to call and tell you don't leave the show.
I'm sorry, man, but I have to.
No, seriously, don't leave the show.
Hey, it's gonna be fine. Yeah, I'm not that good, and everyone's gonna move on, and it'll be fine.
Well, yeah, everyone else will move on, but you turn into just a piece of lard.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not a good move, man. You do not want to leave that job. It's not going to be good for you.
Who is this?
Stooks from the future.
Oh, Stooks from the future. Oh, it's been a while. How are things going?
Not good, bro.
Why, what's up?
Dude, you're selling walnut meat by the half a pound right now to get by. Does that sum it up for you?
I'm selling walnut meat?
Yeah, in half-pound increments. How's that make you feel?
Well, that's not very good.
You go find Mark and Ed and tell them you made a mistake and you think it's best for yourself and it's best for the radio station... If you stay, you go tell them that and keep that job. You do not want to end up where you are. It's this is no fun. Not at all.
Well, it can't be that bad.
Dude, you're living in a tent on a sidewalk in Westport, shelling walnuts and selling walnut meat by the half pound. Do you think that's lucrative? Do you think you're making money? You're not. Help me out here, bro.
Man, maybe if you were to call me a little bit earlier, today's my last show. I can't do anything at this point, right? I can't back out now. You know how embarrassing that would be?
All right, well, you better start working on your walnut cracking meat, your walnut cracking skills right now. You got to get that meat out of there. And these half pounds of walnut meat don't solve themselves.
All right. It's a free-for-all Friday. We'll be getting into more of your calls here in a bit, but right now we have Stooks in the Morning roving reporter Frank Nariola on the streets. Frank, you there?
Yes, good morning, Stooks. Yes, I am here. I'm outside the Manhattan Town Center this morning.
And what are you doing there?
Well, we're doing an in-depth feature and coverage of the release of the Apple's iPhone.
Okay. So why are you at the Manhattan Town Center?
Well, if you've heard, there's these reports that throughout the country of people lining up around street corners to obtain the Apple iPhone, or as some are calling it, the Jesus H. Christ phone. Now, this phone is a fully featured phone. It also can surf the web, it can watch the YouTube, and it can give you directions to locations. If you are hungry for Applebee's, for example, you could type in Applebee onto your Apple iPhone, and then look at that. There's a Google map, and you can follow the directions and go and get yourself some Applebee. It's a great device. It's sweeping the nation, and you hear most of the activity on the coast, and that's where the concern comes here in Manhattan this morning.
I don't know if I follow. I don't think they're even releasing the Apple iPhone in this area because there's no AT&T wireless carriers coverage out here.
Well, I'm sorry?
Yeah, there's no coverage out here, so no one out here is going to be lined up anywhere to get the phone.
Well, you're right. The iPhone isn't taking off in this area as it should. I'm outside Manhattan Town Center at the moment, and I'm waiting for the lines, and I simply do not see them. So what I surmise from this is that there's just we're here in this in the Midwest. We have a simple Midwestern mentality. We don't need fancy gadgets to get by. That's for New Yorkers. Here in the Midwest, we get through things with just a regular old phone that will or will not flip. Some of the cutting-edge people in this area will have a flip phone, but the more you see the simple, more modest phones, and I think that's a reflection of the Midwest sensibility.
No, you just can't get the phone out here, man. I think a lot of people would like to have it, but you just can't.
So what are you saying?
You're standing out there for no reason. There's nobody there selling the phone. It's not available out here.
Oh. So the Midwest sensibility has scared away the wireless companies from even coming out and trying to sell the iPhone. This is a savvy marketing ploy by Apple to say, okay, we know that there's not going to be an interest for it out here. Let's not get them coverage. Let's not give them access to the Apple's iPhone. And that way it will not be a flop, because here in the Midwest we simply have a certain sensibility about us that we don't need such fancy devices. This is roving reporter Frank Nariola reporting on the Apple's iPhone, officially a flop here in Manhattan.
I mean, it's a free-for-all Friday, my last ever.
Oh, are you sad?
Yeah. Yes, it's going to be a little bit different, not doing the show, yes. I'm going to miss it for sure.
You can sleep in.
That's true. Yeah, I have my cell phone right here.
Mm-hmm.
Should I do it right now? Should I go ahead and cancel the alarm that was on there?
Do it.
The one that says 4:30 a.m.?
Do it.
All right. Yeah, I know. Ooh, this is so... Wait, how do you do this? How do you do it? I don't... I need an iPhone. I can't do it. Okay, there we go. Cancel. And it no longer says 4:30 a.m.
Oh.
Yep. I need to go home and take a sledgehammer to my other alarm clock, and I'll be golden. I will.
You might want to keep that one, though. Just change the time on it, because you might need it when you actually get a new job.
But it's one of those ones where you press and have to hold down, and it goes minute by minute real fast, you know?
Yeah.
To set it. I mean, come on. I'm trying to upgrade my lifestyle here, Jerrianne.
Oh. Right? Oh, okay.
I can't put up with something like that. No. Hey, you got something for free-for-all?
Yeah, I do. I got real good for free-for-all Friday.
Okay.
Gas prices.
Nice.
No, they're too damn high.
Oh, not nice.
No. Who wants to pay $3 a gallon gas? You spend half your paycheck just putting gas in your vehicle.
It's a mess.
No. It's a political statement.
You think so?
Yeah, oh yeah. Mr. Bush and Mr. Ayatollah Khomeini, gas war raghead, they all need to put the price back down where they were and quit lining their pockets.
Oh, let's just hope they're listening this morning.
No, I doubt it.
You don't think so? Okay.
No, the rich bastard probably was out drinking last night and ain't figured out how to get out of bed without somebody coming in saying, "Good morning, sir."
Very good point, yeah.
Oh, hey, Jerry Ann.
Yeah.
You the bomb, baby.
Thanks.
You had the whole crowd rocking. You
really?
The bomb.
Well, thanks.
Do it again this weekend?
Okay.
All right, see you there.
Thanks for calling.
You have something for free for all?
Yes, sir.
All right.
First of all, I want to say thanks to the troops for doing their job over there in Iraq, even though I don't believe they should be over there. And second of all, I want to say something to the government. Isn't it bad enough for 9/11, and now we got to bring the detainees to the Midwest and start from in the middle? Are they crazy?
I don't know that I've heard what you're talking about.
Well, they're talking about bringing the detainees to Fort Leavenworth from Guantanamo Bay. They might have to be out of their minds.
Yeah, I don't think we want them out here, yeah.
No. Mm-mm. I mean, it's bad enough they hit the East Coast. Why bring them to the middle of the United States and let them start?
Yeah, they could go in every different direction.
You know, I thought the objective was to keep them out.
Well, Fort Leavenworth is pretty secure. You know?
Yeah, but still. I mean, I'd like taking the enemy and putting them in the middle of your living room.
That wouldn't be good, no.
I mean, come on, Midwest. We're right where Fort Riley. It's a good place.
Yep.
But that's all I wanted to say. The government needs to think about that.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling.
I mean, no, thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right, man. You too. Hey there, you got something for free for all?
Yes, actually, I do.
All right, great. I'm sorry?
About...
Oh, go ahead.
Huh?
Oh, your phone cut out for a second, and I got worried. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
You're fine.
I'd have to be about men being scared of children.
All right, how so?
I'm 19. I have 2 kids by my ex-husband, and every single time that I meet a guy, I tell him that I have kids, he... doesn't want anything to do with me anymore. Doesn't want to even go out on a date.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of people kind of have this vision in their head that they want to start a family from scratch, and if you already have a kid, you know, that could kind of scare somebody away. But then again, there are a lot of people out there who love kids and would be happy to be with you. So it's just a matter of finding the right guy. You know?
Yeah, but is he really out there?
Sure he is.
Yeah.
You just have to be looking in the right places.
There's a lot of idiots out there, but there's more good guys than bad.
Oh. Yeah. That's very sweet of you to say, Jerry Ann.
I know.
Yeah. you just got to look hard. It's not easy finding the one you're meant to be with. So, you know, you got to work at it.
Yeah, I found that out with my first marriage.
What's that?
I said I found that out with my first marriage.
Oh, yeah, did you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to you with everything, all right?
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Hey, you got something for free for all?
Yeah, I have a philosophy for Jerry Ann.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All men are assholes until otherwise proven or otherwise trained.
Not all guys.
Yeah, all guys. Every man that I've met has fit into that one to a T. I just thought...
That's very helpful, I think.
Yeah. I know there's some decent guys out there.
Not that I've met. Trust me, I've been married for 5 years and my husband still is an asshole.
You need to get him trained.
He's 40. He can't be trained.
You gotta get to him young.
Mm-hmm. That's what my mom says. Get him young. They're easier to train.
Yeah, sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes they can still be stuck in their ways, though.
Well, thank you very much for the deep philosophical musings this morning.
All right.
I'll talk to you later. Hello, you got something for free for all?
Yes, I do.
All right.
It's the need for some place for the police to put a drag strip, because since the beginning of time, people have been drag racing ever since cars have been out. And it used to be back in the day, the police used to go out there and monitor a place. See, they're worried about giving tickets for everybody that street race on the streets instead of an easy solution, making a place where we can go. And I got a hot rod, I got a Chevelle, and I want to go out there and race sometimes. You know, it's a good place away from traffic, people, a safe environment for people to do it, because they're going to do it regardless or not.
And
it's just always been that way.
Just provide a safer place for them.
Yeah, the police can go out there and monitor a spot. Instead of having 10 cops out there doing speed traps for racers at night, why don't they put two cops or one cop out to monitor a place in the street, somewhere out in the country or somewhere, because our drag strip closed in Manhattan. They closed it down. The last one was in June or May, the last weekend for that one ever. They sold it. So now everybody needs a place to go.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Right?
Yeah, it does, man.
That's what I'm talking about. I need a place to go out there and feast on Mustangs and these tuner cars.
Well, I hope you can get your feast on in style and comfort, man.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, no problem.
You got something for us?
I do. I've been listening to all these young ladies talking about the men in their lives or not in their lives. And I think one of the things they need to look at is, how do these men treat other females in their life? How do they treat their mothers, their sisters, just co-workers in general? And that will tell them how they're going to be treated themselves. So that's a real important thing to look at, and they will see that there are great men out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. That's a lot more hopeful of a message.
Yeah, I hope that they'll listen to me. Just talking through experience. And you all have a great day, and good luck to you.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Well, I was wondering, that guy that called earlier about the street racing.
Yeah.
I'm new in this state, and I was just wondering, you know, I was down from Denver, and we have a lot of, you know, good street racing down in Denver. But I was wondering, you know, where's the street racing around Junction City or Manhattan area?
Yeah, I wish I knew. I've been out of the scene for ever, actually. I never got into it.
Oh, all right.
But, Jerianne, do you know?
I don't know.
I know you don't race, but I could see you trying to go hit on some dude who does.
All right, well, I don't know.
No.
Sorry.
All right, well, there's your answer, man. Maybe someone will call in with it.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for listening.
Bye.
And check this out. We actually got a Stuke's voicemail.
Whoa!
I didn't think that happened. I didn't.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it really has. And I guess to keep with the whole sense of it, I should probably do it right here, huh? Let's see. Okay. It kind of popped up on me here, and it wasn't really... There you go.
Mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through hailstorm or blizzard or gale, for I am the man who delivers your mail.
You want to hear it again?
Yes.
Later.
No.
Okay. We got a time deal here.
On this, the saddest day in the history of radio, we all mourn the loss of the least terrible morning radio show. What can be said about Stukes in the Morning? Stukes in the Morning was a good show. Some may even say a great show. Stukes in the Morning was a loving program who always put the listeners first. I remember having sexual intercourse with the program one hot summer night about a year ago. The next morning there was a jar of penicillin on my nightstand with a note that read, "Sorry, but this should clear it up." If it would have been any other program that had given me the clap, I would have been left to get my own meds. But Stukes in the Morning cares. On what other program could you find ads for crunchy, creamy peanut butter, PSAs for poopy pants, or get life lessons from Jack Bauer? You can't. There is no other. What other program can make you feel uncomfortable in your car, home, or work due to sexual tension between Stukes and Jerry Ann, and going further back, the sexual tension between Stukes and Chris Casey? There is another program who could do that. It's going to be hard trying to get through the morning hours without the insane cackle of Matt Stukes, but as a nation, we must learn to laugh again. That's what Matt would have wanted. In closing, I'd like to offer some advice for our listeners and help them get through these tough times. To the high lady, keep smoking that sticky icky. To the trucker hauling tampons to Salina, keep on trucking, my brother. And finally, to all the hot single ladies listening, I'm single. Look me up. Stukes, you will be missed, but don't worry. At least you didn't go out like Crispin Waugh did. best of luck, and I love you in the gayest way possible. This is your bro, Schwa. Take care, man.
Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
Yeah, I'm talking about the street racing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Friday night and Saturday night, there's a bunch of people that hang out at O'Reilly's, and they go street racing from there. And in Topeka, they have Heartland Park Topeka. It's a drag strip and a road course. And if you go on the website, you can see when they have testing soon. It's something to keep the kids off the streets. It's from 6 to 9 o'clock.
Nice. Well, yeah, this is for a guy called in earlier, just moved here from Denver, and was wondering some areas to go. I didn't even think about Heartland Park.
Yeah, but they're not really... I think they should be open between, like, 7 and 12, because people still at work at, like, 10 o'clock at night, and they're still going to go street racing later at night, because we don't even hang out till like, 9:30, 10, so... really no point to keep it open until 9 o'clock, but they should keep it open later.
Oh, so they need new hours. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, good stuff, man. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
All right, man. Take care.
Bye.
Hey, you got something for free for all?
Yes. Good morning, Matt.
How's it going?
I'm good. I just wanted to call and talk to you one last time and ask if anybody's keeping an eye on Dewey. Because I heard some deep sorrow in his voice. I've never heard the words hamburger feet uttered in such a sad tone.
I know. Dewey Terrell, Power Hits 97.5 Newsman, is not as enthusiastic about feeds as he once was.
I know.
Yeah.
I halfway expected him to break into the chorus of a teary, what a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
Yeah, you think?
Is a mighty good man.
Say it again now.
What a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
Well, all right then.
That's my tribute.
Look at you two getting it on there.
Oh, you should hear us jam.
Is that right?
Yeah, don't even get us started.
Yeah, this is Jerry Ann's sister, everybody. I guess we should fill them in on why you guys are so choreographed with your mad moves on the phone and microphone.
Yeah.
That technology comes together.
She is Salt and I am Peppa.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right.
Yeah. So, well, I just wanted to call and wish you good luck and God bless.
Well, thank you, and good luck to you as well.
Well, thanks, I'm cool.
All right. Well, I appreciate you listening.
No problem. And I think I can speak to for the tens of listeners out there. We will miss you.
Tens? Aren't you getting a little bit greedy there? Pairs of listeners?
Yes.
Maybe?
Okay.
Yeah. The six pack of listeners?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Talk to you later. Bye.
See ya. Hey there. You got something for free for all?
If you're in a relationship and one of you cheats in the beginning and... you know, you both talk it through, try to, you know, work it out and everything, and the person who does decides, you know, trying to help themselves and whatever, get therapy or something. And how long can the other person, you know, sit there and treat you like crap, pretty much? I mean, you know, like, they feel like they want to punish you and stuff for what you did.
For cheating on them?
Yeah.
Well... I don't know. I mean, it depends. I mean, if there is a chance that there's going to be a re-cheat, you know, then that's no good, and you'd want to avoid that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, whenever someone gets caught cheating on somebody, it really, really is a huge blow to the relationship, you know, and it's just a matter of can he or she get over being cheated on, you know, and if it looks like they can't, then probably time to move on.
Yeah, because it's not good to keep getting treated like crap, I guess.
Right, yeah, I mean, it gives you a chance to start over, and if they're going to have that kind of, you know, you get caught cheating, and they're going to have that kind of view of you in their head forever, I would think, at least for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really does change the dynamic of a relationship. It just really, there's no other way about it. But, you know, I wouldn't put up with getting treated like crap too awful long. How long are we talking?
About 9 months.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, you should probably get over that.
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, they're supposed to forgive. That means not treat you like crap for the rest of the time.
Yeah, and it looks like, you know, that it's happening right now, you know, and it's happening a lot, I assume.
Yeah.
It's like a regular deal. Then you know it's going to be some element of the relationship for a long, long time. So I wouldn't put up with it and then see where it goes from there.
All right, thank you.
All right, good luck to you.
All right, bye.
Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
Well, kinda.
Okay.
It involves a lot of free-for-alls. Just every time I've had something stupid to say, from puffy tacos to Shetland ponies and midget porn. you've been there.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you helping out with the show. I mean, we need content, so you knew how desperate we were, and you came up. You came through. You came to the plate, Rob, and we appreciate that.
I'm always here for you.
Are you? You mean that?
Every time, bro. Even though that one time at the bar, you know, Justin put all those drinks on your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still sorry about that.
Yeah, I still haven't forgiven you for that. But that's okay.
All right.
You know, maybe in another life.
I'll get you back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, cool, man. I appreciate the call, and I appreciate everything you've done for the show. You were a big part of it.
Oh, come on. It wasn't that much. I appreciate having a good show, and it's going to be a rough time without you.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure if I'll get through.
Hey, I mean, to be honest, the show is a product of the radio station giving us the freedom to just put people on and let them go. I mean, this show is, more than any other in the area, is driven by listeners, people calling in. You know, and that's been the biggest strength of the show, and that's the reason why I think that the show is better than the other ones on the air. It's simply because we have the freedom to do different things and to have people call in. So it's still going to be a prosperous spot for this morning show, especially, you know, Matt McBain's coming in for at least a little while starting Monday, mm-hmm. and working with Jerry Ann, and he's a phenomenal talent.
I got faith in McBain. He's a good guy.
So, you know, all this, Stooks is leaving, what are we going to do? Crap that people have been pretending to believe in is really untrue, because he's going to come in and really help out. And it really, I mean, it's just a good building to be in, and it's a good company that gives you a freedom to create. So that's where it all came from.
You need to quit cutting yourself down. You had a lot to do with the show. It's kind of that whole Matt Stooks in the morning, even back in the day of Swedish Schoolboy Hansel.
Yeah.
No, that didn't just come from a listener.
Well, that came from Chris Casey. See?
Oh. it's you guys. You guys put all this on. I call in. I say something stupid.
All right, man. Well, yeah, I appreciate it. That's nice.
So, I'm just saying thanks for the good times.
No, that's even cool. I know. I'm trying to play it down a little bit, and I appreciate it. It's been a great time for me out here, and I'll never forget this part of my life. It's been great for me.
So, all right, bro.
All right,
don't
man.
Forget us out here.
I never will.
All right, we'll see you again.
All right, take care of yourself, bro.
Bye.
Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
I can't believe you're leaving already, man.
Already, it's been 2.5 years. That's like 100 years in radio time.
Well, kind of.
Yeah.
My cousin worked for a few years, and then he went to the police academy. But I just can't believe you're leaving, man. If you're ever... My grandparents live up in Kansas City, and if you... Well, I know you probably won't recognize them or anything, but... they live up there, and if you see them at a mall or something like that, I mean, my cousin might see you somewhere. If you're up, like, at the Great Mall or something like that, he goes there a bunch.
Yeah, there's a pause. I'm going to be living with my parents until I get a job.
Okay.
So, and they live out by the Great Mall. That could be a good... Do they still have, like, that same ugly carpet out there?
The what carpet, please?
They have really ugly carpet at the Great Mall. The Great Mall of the Great Plains?
Yeah, they do. Like, in the kids' area and stuff, they have a really ugly carpet.
No, like, in the entire place.
Oh, okay.
Or did they redo that?
I don't think they haven't redone that yet. If they did, I probably don't know about it. See, my cousin lives in Ottawa, and his mom works by the Great Mall over at the Dillard's Distribution Center, which is, like, right across from 35 and all that.
Yeah.
She goes there quite a lot, but I don't know. They might. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of a moot point, huh? All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the good words, man. I know you've been a big supporter of the show and of the radio station in general.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool of you. Are you thinking about going into radio?
Yeah.
It's very brave of you. Yeah. No, I'm just joking, dude. You know, I've done this for 6 years, and it's 6 years that I will cherish forever. I mean, it's been a great time, and I know that whatever I go do next, I'm going to be 10 times better at because of doing this job. You have to learn a lot and pay a lot of attention to different things going on and talk to a lot of people, so it's a great thing to go into, and I think you'll be good at it, man. You're pretty young. How old are you?
I am 14.
Yeah, and you've got your head around it, right? I've seen a lot of what you've done online and stuff. So
yeah.
So keep with it, dude. And if you ever need anything from me, any advice or anything, feel free to hit me up.
All right.
All right, bro. Well, thanks for listening, and take care of yourself. All right.
All right. Thanks, all right, man.
See you, bro.
All right.
Well, hello. You got something for free for all?
Yeah. You're moving up to Kansas City, dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, you know, I grew up out there around Olathe and Ottawa and all that.
Oh, yeah, I grew up, our first house was in Olathe, and my parents now live in Overland Park.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're Johnson County kid, man.
That's right, that'll help people say goodbye to me, right?
Yeah.
That piece of crap from Johnson County. What?
Well, I just wanted to say you got a good show, man. I've enjoyed listening for a while now.
Hey, I appreciate that, dude.
And good luck with you and your future ventures.
All right, man, well, I appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
All right, take care.
All right, you did the same, man. Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
No, Stoops, I wanted to say goodbye. This is the Candy Lady.
Hey, Cookie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to say goodbye to you. I'm going to miss you.
Well, I'm going to miss seeing you, too, at the basketball tosses and everything.
Yeah, I'm football, everything.
Football,
else.
Getting yourself the shirt, yeah.
But I might run into you. You might be in Kansas City one day, and I might run into you.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, when I come back to visit, you never know when I might run into people.
Oh, yeah, I'll make sure I catch you.
All right.
And you have a safe trip, and you'll be okay.
Well, thank you. I'm glad someone thinks so.
Oh, yeah, you'll be fine.
Well, Cookie, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, take
Bye-bye.
Care of yourself. Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
Yes. I just wanted to give a shout-out to all the troops that are leaving. I'm for Iraq here soon. And my husband's one of them. And that we don't all cheat on our husbands. Because I hear, like, every now and then on the radio on free-for-all, people calling in and, like, being really rude and saying, those wives, they're cheating on their husbands. And it just makes me mad.
Yeah.
It's really rude. And they, I don't know if they know what we're going through, but...
I don't think anybody knows and understands what you guys are going through, honestly.
They don't.
You know? But I think the majority of us really, really respect what you guys do.
I mean, I know that some wives, they do cheat on their husbands, but, I mean, that's just not love at all. And I wanted to say that I love my husband, and he'll be leaving, and that to everyone else, all the other wives, that they're not the only ones. So.
Well, good. I'm glad you called in. It's a kind of good thing to end it on. And thank you again so much for what you've done and for what your family has sacrificed for us. I can't express enough how thankful I personally am and how thankful most of the people that I run into are. I mean, I think as much as we can't truly understand what all you guys have to go through, just military families in general, and can't even come close to understanding what our guys go through in Iraq, we understand that they're the bravest people in the world and really, really just unbelievably awesome. And so thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. And I'm sure my husband does too.
Well, thanks. Thanks for calling in, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Have a good
Bye.
One. All right. And that is the last free-for-all call I will ever take, Jerry Ann. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. This doesn't feel right. I don't know. It's all good. You know what? This has been... the best job I've ever had.
Aww.
Why are you leaving, Stooks? Moron? Sometimes you gotta go and you gotta get your life on. And that's what I'm gonna go do. So thank you to everybody who listened to this show. Everybody who called into this show. Ah! You're a bunch of badasses, honestly. And being in this area... I've got to learn so much about so many different things. Such a diverse area to live in. Soldiers, you guys are phenomenal. Loved meeting you guys. Everybody in the military, great. It's been awesome having you guys as an audience. So, thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah. I do. And to everybody else, thanks for giving me a chance and trying this thing out. I think it was a success and... I'm real happy with the way it all went, and I hope you'll stay in touch. I hope you'll look me up online sometimes at shameless plug time, mattstooks.com, and see what maybe is bouncing around my head, because trust me, I may be leaving the radio, but I'm still messed up in the head, and I still have some interesting thoughts to offer.
That'll never change.
Yeah. Jerianne, thank you for being in here with me.
You're welcome. It was fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Hope I wasn't too much of a jerk to you.
Oh, no. There are days.
Noob. Yeah. And thanks to everyone else who's had a big influence on my career. I can't name them all off. I've already started calling and emailing people and telling them face-to-face and phone-to-phone, email-to-email. Thanks a lot. This is just such a cool job to do. I'm so glad I got a chance to do it. So thank you. So, I learned a lot in the last 2.5 years. I hope you learned a lot, too. It's what we were trying, you know. And I know we get a little emotional at the end of these shows as our time today has come to an end. But don't worry. Don't be scared. I kind of suck. And on top of all that, like I said, keep in touch through the website. Jerianne's back Monday with Matt McBain.
Mm-hmm.
Check him out. He's brilliant. She's brilliant. This radio station is a great, great thing. So stick around. Good times ahead. Just got to get there.
Bye.
See you.
Five Stashes. Power Hits. Stoops in the morning. Power Hits. 97.5.